Good morning, everybody. And welcome to our time of worship here this morning. Just a few notices before we begin. On Wednesday afternoon, the Ladies' Fellowship will be meeting here in the church building at 2:30. Everybody is welcome to join them. I think Laura's got a double out this week, haven't you, Laura? Yeah. And Wednesday night is our church members' meeting here at 7:30. Agendas have been emailed out to members who receive emails. Paper copies are in the meeting room. If the pile runs out, please let me know after service and I'll photocopy some more. Prayer meeting on Tuesday will now be on Zoom. So if you normally attend prayers on Tuesday morning, please get in touch with Jane or Maxine and let them have your email address so they can send you a Zoom invite for this week's meeting. Please, thank you. And Friday this week sees our Trailblazers family event. Everybody is welcome to a barbecue and bounce. Thank you. I'll hand over to Philip and Laura, who are going to lead our service this morning. Thank you.
A very good morning, everyone. That wasn't very loud. Let's try it again. A very good morning, everyone. May I introduce the Reverend Laura Staves?
And may I introduce the Reverend Philip Staves, retired.
We are delighted.
We are delighted to be here this morning to lead this very special service. Welcome if you come here every week.
Welcome if you come here occasionally.
Welcome if you've never been here before.
And welcome if you've no idea what you're doing here.
And a special welcome to Noah Sochi, who has brought his mum and dad along, plus his enthusiastic fan club.
We're all here this morning for a very special service, a service of infant dedication.
Matt and Beth have chosen the music for today, and we're going to start with a hymn of praise. All things praise thee, Lord Most High.
We wanted to start with a hymn of praise, and we thought this one was an appropriate one for Noah. See if you can spot why as we sing the hymn. And afterwards, we're going to ask for some suggestions of ideas for our prayers of praise and thanksgiving. So let's, as Aunt Brian starts to play, let's stand and sing the hymn.
Thank you.
Did you spot what it was?
Yes.
What was it?
The seven-hued bow.
Isn't it wonderful that in that verse we sang bow, and in the last verse, the same three letters, B-O-W, we all knew to sing bow. What the English language, wonderful, isn't it? Now, ideas for things we can praise God for and for give thanks for this Sunday morning.
Absolutely nothing.
And Laura's got a pen, so. Children. Another new life in the world for the Lord. Thank you, Carol. Right, children.
Air conditioning.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I think this is the first for me. I think it's the first time I've ever preached at a church with air conditioning. There you are. Right. Yes. Another claim to fame of Desborough Baptist Church I noticed this morning. It's the only minister's vestry I've been in where the toilet rolls are locked up in a tube. Right? I don't know what that says about the previous ministers, but there we are. Right. Other things we can say thank you for this morning. Safe journeys, because we've had folks come down from Yorkshire and from Cambridge and from Birmingham to join us today. Super.
Friends and family, absolutely.
Jesus Christ, which is the reason why we've gathered together here in this church this Sunday morning.
And Jesus family.
And the extended family. How super, yeah. Yeah. Good. Righto, Laura's got a list, so let's come together.
Let's pray. Jesus, we do come to praise and worship you this morning. And praise you that we're able to come here, a church where people have worshipped for many years. But Lord, praise you, it's good to come with friends and family. And we do thank you for them. And thank you for those that can't be here too, because they are part of the church family here. They're part of our friends. We thank you for safe journeys bringing us here. And it's good to be here in the cool, Lord. And Lord, just pray that, I know these are prayers of praise, but we do pray about the heat. And pray, Lord, for your hand on people who are particularly suffering today with the hot weather. Lord, we thank you for children. And particularly we thank you for new life. Praise you for Noah. And the joy that he brings in particular. Lord, it's good to come. It's good to come and worship you. And pray that you'd guide and lead us in all we do. Amen.
Amen.
I'm a child!
Did you hear something?
No.
Oh.
I'm on a car. I hear.
Where?
Oh.
Oh. He's here.
Come on, Liv. My friend has to come, please. Are you coming?
Come on. Gosh, you must be hot in there.
What's he here for?
We're both here today.
Why?
Why? We're here in this place.
Do
you know where we are today?
Yes. Can't I say it?
But you can't say it, can you? No. We're in Desborough Baptist Church.
Oh, yes, that's right.
And something's happening.
I know. That's why I've come.
Today is Noah's dedication.
Oh, Noah, hi, Dad.
He's over there.
Hiya.
He's over there.
So, what are you doing to it?
Dedication. Matthew and Beth have come to give thanks with us for the gift of little Noah. And to seek God's help in the upbringing of their baby, their child.
Oh, that's really no sermon. No. What do you mean, no sermon? Well,
yes, there is a sermon. I'm going to give the sermon.
Oh dear.
What's the matter with that?
They send you to sleep. They send you to sleep, do they, Leopold? Just resting my eyes.
I'm whispering.
Oh.
Other people might go to sleep as well.
But if you're
really?
Going, well, yes. But if you're going to go to sleep, you'd perhaps better go back in your bag.
Huh.
Right.
Okay. Anything else?
Well, after the service, we're going to have some coffee.
Oh, biscuits.
Yes, possibly.
Biscuits.
Why don't you go back into your bag until then?
Okay. Good idea. Right. Go on then. You better say goodbye in the only way you can, okay? Yes. All right. Ta-ra!
So cut towards the perhaps more formal part of the service. It's clear in the Bible that parents have a responsibility to nurture their children in the faith. We read about it in the Old Testament. In Deuteronomy chapter 6, it says, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. These commandments that I give you today are to be on your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. Tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your foreheads. Write them on the door frames of your houses and on your gates."
Jesus was presented by his parents in the temple, and in turn, Jesus took young children in his arms and blessed them. In Mark chapter 10, verses 13 to 16, we read these words: "People were bringing little children to Jesus for him to place his hands on them. But the disciples rebuked them. When Jesus saw this, he was indignant. He said to them, 'Let the little children come to me and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Truly, I tell you, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it.' And he took the children in his arms, placed his hands on them, and blessed them."
Scripture calls us to see in children a sign of the kingdom of God. Noah is a living sign that God welcomes us without condition, lavishing love and grace on all who come to him with empty hands and open hearts. Now, celebrating the gift of life and the faithfulness of God, we covenant together as parents and as a church, making promises before God for the sake of this child. So in the company of Matt and Beth's family and friends who are here today to support them, we do this all together.
First of all, a prayer of thanksgiving for this particular part of the service. So let's pray. Lord God, creator of all things, giver of life, we praise you. You are the loving parent of each person, and joyfully we thank you now for the gift of new life in the birth of this child, for all that you have given and will give to him, all that you've given and will give to us through him, and for the possibilities of his new life, we thank you. For the love which has beckoned him into existence, for the love and hope he has awakened, and for the care which surrounds him, we give you our thanks and praise in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And we now come to the promises. Have we given you two a script? No. Okay, well, I'll tell you what you're going to say. That's fine. I'm going to have to come down a bit. I hope that's all right for everybody up there. Can you move the camera? I can't stay in one place. Right. And in a little... Gosh, thank you. Thanks, Peter. In a little while, you folk will be saying a promise as well. But it's very easy, because I think all you have to say is... We do. So you can manage that one, can't you? Beth and Matt and Noah, would you like to come? And if you're feeling brave, you can come up here as well. Hello. Yours is a bit in bold.
Agreed.
All right. And you have to do it nice and loud so it goes on my microphone. Okay. So, Matthew and Beth.
Hello.
Do you thank God for the gift of your child? And do you accept the joys and duties of parenthood?
Gladly we do.
Do you promise to bring your son up within the Christian community and by God's grace so to live that he will be nurtured by Christian love and surrounded by the life of Jesus?
As disciples of Jesus, we do.
But just in case you've changed it, what names are you giving to him?
Noah.
John.
Sochi.
Just checking. Right. Right, come here, little man. Hey. Yes, please. Oh, he's a big boy now. Hello.
Okay.
What's going on, say? I don't know.
Oh. You got the name.
Come on.
Yeah.
Right. I need that, yeah. Noah John Sochi, we greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus and welcome you into the community of God's people. Gathered here as members of this congregation and representatives of the wider Church of God, do you promise to offer Noah and his family your love and support and being faithful in prayer? Will you share your faith with him by word and example?
We do.
Noah, we rejoice, for you are God's gift to us. Grow strong in the knowledge and love of God, and we pray that one day you will be a disciple of Jesus Christ, following him through the waters of baptism in a life of faithful witness, bear the fruit of his spirit, live great gift of love. Noah, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift the light of his countenance upon you and give you peace this day and always. Amen. And now I've got the nice job of wandering around. I'm not sure I'll make it upstairs, folks, so you may just have to wave. But Noah, these are your friends and family. You are a gift to them and a sign from God that we must all come as little children with empty hands and open hearts. Come and meet them that they may thank God for you. And I believe we've got Are you going to say something? Or for this child, a little YouTube clip, I hope. Oh, good stuff. Whoops. That can go back up. Excuse me, Noah. We'll go for a walk. Come on. Come and say hello. You're not likely to, are you? Hey? Got to get to know this group. Oh. All these lovely people. Not sure what's happening around here. Hey? Lovely to see you. Back to your mum.
And that will go down your mic.
I hope they switched it off. Oh, yeah. I don't know. No. Decided it was easier not to.
Amen. We thank you, Lord. We thank you this morning that we can dedicate our grandson back to you, and that you would put his word, your word, in his heart. On the day that we found out that Beth was expecting, the Bible reading that I had that morning was Psalm 27, and it finished, "I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living." And I thank you, Lord, that we have seen the Lord's goodness with Noah. We thank you for our beautiful grandson. We thank you that you've watched over him. And may your hand be upon him to protect him, to guide him, and to teach him your ways. And may he come to know you intimately as you want to know him. May he know you as the good shepherd, that he may follow you and obey your voice. So Noah, let us learn from you how we can rest and how we can have comfort, because that's what your name means. Yes. And Lord, we pray that Noah will worship you, will become a worshipper, and will worship you in spirit and in truth. Amen.
Amen.
So, I wanted to read Psalm 121, just a couple of verses. The Lord will keep you from all harm. Mm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and your going, now and forevermore. Verse 3 says, he will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. So, Noah, you have brought such amazing joy to us. Already, everyone who meets you, you just light everybody up. But most of all, the joy is you've brought so much joy to your Heavenly Father. I don't think we can ever imagine how much. Thank you, Father, for the loving atmosphere that you've provided for Noah through Matt and Beth. Just continual love, Lord. Thank you that that's what he's known in his early years. And through his completely doting grandparents. And I know you better than that, Laura. And through his aunties and his uncles and his amazing church family. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the family you've put around Noah. So, Noah, may you always carry a deep sense of being loved. Not for anything that you've done, because really, you know, we need to learn from you. It's not about what you do, it's about who you are. You are loved because you are you. May you always know that, Noah. And may you know it even when you leave that protective atmosphere that you're in right now and you go out into the world. May you carry that sense of being loved for who you are by your loving Heavenly Father. I wanted to just read Jeremiah 1, verse 5. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you, and I set you apart. So when the time comes that you go out into the world, I pray that you'll carry the love of God and that you will be set apart, Noah, even as the Noah of the Bible that we've talked about, who was set apart in his generation as a righteous, holy man during a very dark times. But may you stand for courage and truth and justice in your generation. Lord, I just want to ask you that you would surround Noah with believing friends, with people that will encourage him in his walk with you, people that will surround him and lift him up, Lord, on his way, on his pilgrimage to his real home, which is in heaven with you. And finally, Noah, you were born in the middle of a feast of Hanukkah, which is the feast of dedication and of lights. And as you grow, may you dedicate yourself to the Lord and bring the oil of joy and light to a dark world. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Beth and Matt have chosen the music for today, and we're going to sing two songs. Be still for the presence of the Lord, and then following that, give thanks. Thank you for leading us there. That was super. I think the most common question I've been asked about today... I'm going to have to go through this one, aren't I? Jane? I think the most common question I've been asked about today is, what's a dedication service? What are we doing here today that's so special? Now, there are, I think, several aspects to the occasion. First, it's a celebration, a chance for a party. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. In fact, as I read the stories about Jesus in the Bible, he often seemed to be at parties, weddings, special events, and so on. There's no shortage of feasts and celebrations in the life of Jesus. We also come to give thanks for Noah. Thanks for a safe pregnancy, and delivery. I personally felt far more nervous this time when Beth was in hospital about to give birth than I was 30 years ago when Laura gave birth to Beth. Partly because Beth almost came with a lift going up to maternity. I didn't have time to be nervous. And also because, having been the hospital chaplain, I could visualise all the rooms that Beth was in at various stages of the day. We've also today come together before God to name Noah. Now, of course, that's already been done before. Matt had to go and register at Kettering Registry Office to register Noah's arrival. There it is in a bit large, Noah John Sochi. They're typed nowadays. I don't think they look as nice, actually, as when they were handwritten, but I expect that's progress. He's officially registered Noah's arrival, and he's named as a citizen of the United Kingdom, and he's one of nearly 67 million people in this United Kingdom, in the UK. Now, Elizabeth and Matthew wanted a name that didn't need to be shortened, because, of course, both them, Beth and Matt. And, of course, Noah is a biblical name. We all know who Noah was, the man who obeyed God and built an ark in which to save the animals. In a link to what I said about celebrations a few minutes ago, the biblical Noah also enjoyed partying. Perhaps a little bit too much partying if you read about it. But the meaning of his name comes from that part of his life after the flood. So it's because, as Jim said, Noah means rest. Now, I don't know if you know this as well about registering a birth. You have to register a birth within 6 weeks of the event taking place. It's about 5 days for a death, but much longer for registering a birth, as some parents have no idea what to call their offspring. It's amazing how many babies in the hospital start life as just baby. And some parents have no idea what to call their offspring until they cast eyes on it after the little one is born. They have a look at the little one and they think, does it remind them of anybody? Sometimes they want to see what the baby looks like. I don't mind if Noah means rest. Today's also about recognising responsibilities. Naming is one of the first things that parents have to do. It's very formal for Matt to book an appointment and go in and see the registrar and name his son. For parents are entrusted with the welfare and care of their offspring. And Christian parents have a responsibility to bring up their children in the Christian faith. The passage we read from the Old Testament has these words: love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. And it makes it clear that you are to teach these commandments to your children. Keep these words, impress them on your children, and talk about them. Now, I don't think it means lecturing them or a learning by rote approach. Rather, it's a learning by example. The passage says, talk about them. And it talks about them when you're at home and when you're on the road. It talks about binding them as a sign on your hand. Fix them as an emblem on your forehead. And write them on the doorposts and the gates. In other words, the faith should be so much part of your life that it brushes off into the lives of your children. I asked Matt and Beth a few weeks ago, now that they were parents, was it like they expected it to be? Well, some things probably were, other things were unexpected, but overall, the thing they said was that it was far more full on than they'd imagined. Yes, those parents in the congregation are smiling with you. Well, I've got news for you, Matt. If you think it's full on now, it's going to be even more so in a few weeks when he starts crawling. One thing, though, about being a parent is the amount of joy that this new little person brings into your life. Beth and Matt are very, very good at sending photos across to us several times a week, several times a day sometimes. So that joy which they have is for us to share. It's to share with the grandparents. And it always makes us smile when we look at them. And that joy is infectious. Because if I'm with somebody in the town and they ask about Noah, out comes the phone, and there's the photos. And smiles go all round. I think that aspect of joy is something that comes through. It links us to children and the kingdom of heaven. I love the passages in the Gospels where Jesus is involved with children. There is the one we read where Jesus was bringing little children, where people were bringing little children to Jesus for him to touch them. And the disciples, as gatekeepers, tried to shoo them away. And Jesus speaks very firmly to the disciples. He tells them to let the children come to me. Do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God, or the kingdom of heaven, depends to such as these. Children have a joyful, innocent, inquisitive quality about them. When Laura and I go across to Barton Seagrave to see Matt and Beth and to see Noah, and he realises it's us, he looks across at one of us, and then he turns and he gives a good stare at the other, and then he turns back to the first grandparent and so on. It's almost as if he's thinking, are you two here again? And we love him for it. And so did Jesus with the little children. It's lovely to have them about. Now, I've said what a dedication is. It's a chance to come before God, to name him, to be thankful, and so on. It's perhaps, I perhaps also today ought to say what it isn't. A dedication is not a christening or a baptism. One thing about today that some of you outside the Baptist tradition might find unusual there is that there's no water involved, as you'd find in a christening or a baptism in the parish church. Now, that might seem strange, as Baptists have a reputation for being rather wet. Underneath this platform, a word to the deacons here, I could not see a photograph of a baptism on your website. Something to think about there. So I had to go and search for this one. Underneath this platform is a large bath in which we, if you can tell I'm from Yorkshire, good, a large bath in which we baptise people, not as infants, but at an age when they understand what's going on. For we practice here believers' baptism. Now, Matt and Beth have made promises today connected with Noah. Indeed, lots of us have made promises today about helping in the upbringing of Noah. Beth and Matt have promised to bring Noah up inside the Christian faith, and we've promised to support them in that. But what we've not done is answer faith questions on Noah's behalf. We hope and pray, as Jim and Sue have prayed, but one day when he's old enough to understand that for himself, Noah will make that decision to follow Jesus and will be baptised as a believer into the Christian community. But that's for another time, for another day. But in the meantime, let there be no question about this, he's not outside of God's love. For as we see in Jesus, Noah, as all of us, is loved for being a humble, innocent, inquisitive little individual. Now, all of us, are loved by God. And the wonderful thing about God's love is that God's love is full, and God's love is complete, and God's love is unconditional. God loves Noah today as much as any of us, and he loves him as much today as he will love him next Sunday, on his first birthday, when he's 10, when he's 20, when he's 40, when he's my age, 50, and so on. God, that's just to see if you're all still listening. God cannot love him any more tomorrow than he does today. Just think on that for a moment. You cannot be loved by God any more tomorrow than you are today. Because if that were true, it would mean that God's love today was not already full and complete. And that, of course, is impossible, for it would be a contradiction of God. A contradiction of God and his love, which is already full and complete. And what I've said about God's love and Noah is true for all of us. And God expresses his love through his own Son, Jesus Christ. I've said that God's love is perfect. It is. And because it's perfect, it can't abide wrong things. It can't abide anger and resentment and bitterness. All these sorts of things, and others as well, which we sum up in that little word, which means so lot, that little word of sin. In the battle between good, as shown in love, and wrong, described as sin, love will always win. But that's only because the price for sin was paid. It was paid when Jesus died on the cross. How much does God love us? That much. Holding out his arms, Jesus was taken and put on the cross. John's Gospel tells us that God so loved the world that he gave his own one and only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. That belief part is what Noah's parents, grandparents, and we in the church hope one day Noah will come to own for himself. That he will say, yes, I believe. And that's when the sacrament of baptism comes in and Noah will be baptized as a believer. So what's a dedication service? Well, it's many things. It's a celebration. It's a thanksgiving. It's an opportunity to name the child before God. It's a chance to recognize responsibilities and to make a commitment about looking after this little one. And the final thing I want to say today about what a dedication service is that it's a service of blessing. We've asked God to bless Noah, to watch over him and bless him with health and strength and the good things of life. Many times in the Bible, God's likened to a father. And what father would not give good things to his children? I've said what a joy Noah's brought to Laura and I and to his other grandparents, Jim and Sue. One other thing it's brought is a tremendous pride in our children, in Matt and Beth, Noah's parents. Beth's a tremendous mum, and I've always said ever since I first got to know him, that being a dad would be the making of him. And it has been. You've probably all noticed this as well. Every time Matt picks him up, he kisses him, and that's a lovely sign to see. And that's what God wants to do to each and every one of us. He wants us to feel that. He wants to feel that we're in his arms, we're hugged close to him, and know that God loves him. So today, so may today be a blessing to all of you as we celebrate this dedication service for young Noah.
So we've next got this lovely song, Before the Throne of God Above. And it reminds us of how much God loves us. My name is graven on his hands, my name is written on his heart. The graven on his hands is a reference to the fact that the Jews did not have pictures. So the Jewish mothers didn't have pictures of their children. But instead, they used to write them on their hands. And our names are graven on God's hands. So let's stand to sing Before the Throne of God Above. Thank you, Brian.
We come to our prayers of intercession now, and we're going to use our hands. And I'm going to encourage you, if you don't feel comfortable in this, don't worry. But I'm going to encourage you, because sometimes what we do physically actually helps us. Helps us with our concentration. Thanks. It's all right, you can have a drink in a few minutes. So, first of all, the traditional prayer position, which is, of course, that. So, let's pray. Lord, we come to you. We come to be still before you. Our hands together, stopping us undertaking physical work. And, Lord, we take up the work of an intercessor, of someone who brings prayers and concerns to you, our Heavenly Father. As you said in, as you've got in the Bible, Psalm 4:1, the writing, I think it's David probably, answer me when I call, O God of righteousness. You set me at liberty when I was in trouble. Have mercy on me and hear my prayer. So next, separate your hands and clench them to form fists. Lord, we pray for those parts of the world that are afflicted by violence. Lord, where talking has been replaced by fighting, where peace has been replaced by aggression and unrest, we think particularly of Ukraine and the surrounding area there. And Lord, we think of the things that are happening in Sri Lanka too. But Lord, I'm aware there are others and there are those who are trapped in violent relationships. Lord, in these situations, we pray for you to bring your peace and to bring the means of communication so vitally needed. I invite you to open your hands and hold your left hand so your palm faces towards you. Take the index finger of your right hand and push it hard into the centre of your left hand. Jesus' hands were pierced as he was crucified. Let's pray. Thank you that Jesus was wounded to restore our relationship with you, Lord. Thank you that he suffered to bring reconciliation and justice to the world. And Father, we bring those situations where reconciliation and justice is so vitally needed. We've already mentioned Ukraine and Sri Lanka. There are other places where there are unrest and reconciliation is so vitally needed. And we also think of situations in our own lives, our own community, our own country, where that love and that reconciliation is needed, and we pray that you would bring it by your grace. And lastly, I just invite you to open your hands and hold them up in front of you with your palms upwards. Lord, we recognize that all humanity needs you to supply their needs. We thank you that you do give us good things, that you do bless us. Thank you that you give us our physical needs, emotional and spiritual needs. And Lord, as we open our hands like this, we lift to you those people that we are so concerned about, that are very much on our hearts. Father, just pray for the different situations which will have just flashed into our brains. That, Lord, you would bring the peace there. You would bring the love needed and the care needed. And, Father, for those who are ill, who are really struggling, and for those who over the next few days will really struggle with the heat, may you bless them. May you grant them what they need. I said that was the last one. I'm wrong. I want you to gently take hold of one hand with the other one. Jesus, thank you that you embody God's compassion and that you met with the sick and with the dying, and you promised comfort to those who mourn. And Lord, we bring to you those who are mourning this day. We bring to you the family of that aid worker killed out in, well, who died out in Russia, or the Russian area. And we bring to you those who are struggling in parts of Africa with the drought, and those who are mourning the loss of their homes and their family, and other places in the world with the wildfires and even the floods. Lord, you know the sorrow and you know the comforts that's needed, and we pray that you would work in those situations. And then we come back to the praying hands again. And Lord, we rejoice your promise to hear our prayers. And we lift all these prayers to you in the name of the Father, the Son, and through the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.
And the final hymn. Be thou my vision, O Lord of my heart. And now, May you see opportunities to bring hope, healing, and peace where others do not.
May you have the courage to speak up for those that get overlooked.
May you be aware of God's Spirit at work in the words you speak, the safe spaces you create, and the relationships that you have built.
You are loved by God. May those that you encounter know that they are loved too.
And may you know God's blessing in your life. Amen.